Construction began in late April on St. Cloud State University's Q-Lot parking lot. With the help of a nearly $200,000 grant from Minnesota's Pollution Control Agency, St. Cloud State has transformed a section of one of its major parking lots, the Q-Lot, into a pollution reduction area in order to reduce the amount of pollutants going into the Mississippi River. The Q-Lot is a gravel parking lot located near the south end of campus and backs up to the Mississippi. The major issue St. Cloud State and the community were facing was that water carrying car fluids, bacteria, and pollutants from the parking lot were running off into storm sewers that flow directly into the river. Throughout the project, a retention pond and infiltration basin was built, as well as a nature area featuring Minnesota native plants and grass. The project faced many delays. Wayne Simbluck, one of the project coordinators and grant writers with the Stearns County Soil and Water Conservation District, talks about the delays and challenges the project has faced during the final planting phase.
Well, today we're finally getting to the planting portion of our project. It's been a couple years in the process now, so finally got the stormwater pond dug and the infiltration area set, and we've been keep getting delayed by all the rain here that we've been having lately. We had a lined up of about 40 volunteers earlier on about 3 or 4 weeks ago, but we run into some issues with, there's a foundation from one of the old buildings back when this was a packing site, so they had to tear out all a bunch of concrete and bunch of stuff like that. And then what also took a lot longer was the this being a previously developed site, you don't know what kind of materials are buried, and we did some soil borings early on and found that the material was going to let the water soak in real good, but actually when we got it all built out, the water did not go away, so we had to put in an under drain and some additional tiling to help filter the water out. If we went to have the tile in there, you'd see how high the water got originally. That's where the water would probably still be today if we didn't put the tile in there to drain it down a little bit.
Simblack talks about how they decided to switch from doing total infiltration to biofiltration.
We wanted to do total infiltration. Now it's called biofiltration, so it's more filtering the water and not, and then there's an outlet that goes to the river. I don't know.
Biofiltration is a newer pollution reduction method that uses living material to capture and biologically degrade pollutants. This project could not have been done without its volunteers and their help with the planting process. Linda Cooper, a retired elementary school teacher, talks about why she likes volunteer work involving gardening.
I like to do volunteer work, but I especially like gardening.
So what has been your favorite part about volunteering so far?
It gives me a sense of satisfaction. I've been planting Big Blue Stem and Rudbeckia herta.
What do you plant at home?
I have everything. I have flowers and vegetables, but I plant everything just because I like to grow things.
It is so much fun to be able to grow something.
Yes.
So you really have a green thumb then?
Well, or something.
Or something.
Yeah. I have planted all these wild seeds.
The goal of the project was to plant 7,000 plants. Overall, volunteers planted 2,500 plants. Outside contractors planted nearly 6,000 plants. So they exceeded their goal by nearly 1,500 plants. This project has not only reduced the amount of pollutants going into the river, but also the amount of available campus parking. Associate Director of Public Safety Jennifer Super talks about how the Q-Lot renovation has affected parking on campus.
It provides them a safer opportunity to park. They can utilize the Husky Hub, have a place to stay warm while they're waiting for the bus, have better security features. As well as, Q-Lot is a difficult lot to manage in the winter, as I think we've probably all experienced as freshmen at some point in time living in the residence halls, that it's a difficult place to park. And so Q-Lot will become an overflow lot. So on the days that K-Lot is full, we'll use it during the day for parking or for events. When we have hockey and basketball and football all going on at the same time, we'll be able to utilize K-Lot. Which means we don't have to plow it on a regular basis unless we know we're going to need it. We don't have to keep it up like we do now unless we're going to need it. We'll still keep the lighting on and the safety tools that are down there, but we just won't use it on a daily basis.
Super elaborates on how moving overnight resident parking from Q-Lot to K-Lot will provide better security for students.
I think moving our overnight resident parkers to K-Lot will provide them a greater sense of security in that they can utilize the Husky Hub. The Husky Hub can be locked at night and card swipe in. While they wait for the bus, there's cameras in the Husky Hub, so we can see in dispatch up at the Public Safety Center what's going on in the Husky Hub. There's an emergency blue light button in the hub, as well as restrooms, access to benches, a place to sit down. And the parking lot itself being paved is a great asset, I think, to the students versus parking in the dirt parking lot. The lighting is a bit better in that portion of the lot as well. And so those improvements, I think, will be noticed by the students.
So how exactly did Public Safety figure out that K-Lot would be large enough to hold not only its permit holders, but also Q-Lot permit holders?
So we did some tracking on our K-Lot permit holders, when they use the lot, when they don't, what our peak times look like, and can they absorb the 200 overnight resident parkers into K-Lot. And in almost all times, yes, K-Lot can absorb that. And so that's why then we looked at Q-Lot becoming an overflow, that should somebody not be able to find a parking space in K-Lot, we will keep the first few rows in Q-Lot available for them to park in. And we'll get a good sense after the first couple of weeks of school in the fall as far as where permit sales are, and then the ebb and flow of commuter students. They made some adjustments to when classes are being held and things like that to better utilize buildings on campus. Well, that also means then we get to better utilize parking lots and we don't have such peak times. And so we'll get a sense of what that looks like after the first couple weeks as well. But we're confident that K-Lot should be able to support all of our needs this year.
Parking passes for both Q-Lot and K-Lot are available. Construction wrapped up in late July in all areas of the Q-Lot. We should now see a dramatic reduction of pollution in the Mississippi River. Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Christine Getke.